Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, September 17, 2013. Israeli soldiers invaded various areas in the West Bank, killed one Palestinian and broke into dozens of homes, searched them and kidnapped nine Palestinians. The details are coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported that a Palestinian youth was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers who invaded his home in Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Dozens of residents were injured during ensuing clashes and one was kidnapped. The MAA news agency reported that a large Israeli military force invaded the camp during the late night hours and broke into and searched dozens of homes, causing extensive damage to the property. Medical sources said that resident Islam Tubasi was shot by rounds of live ammunition fired at him by the invading soldiers. In a separate incident, local sources in Beit Umar town near the southern West Bank city of Hebron reported that dozens of soldiers invaded the town, violently broke into and searched several homes and kidnapped two residents. The two were identified as Aktham Khlayil and Zain Abu Hashim, 17. Muhammad Awad, coordinator of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Beit Umar, said the invasion started at 4 in the morning and said that the soldiers fired several gas bombs and concussion grenades in a number of neighborhoods during clashes with local youth who threw stones and empty bottles at them. Furthermore, dozens of soldiers invaded the town of Idna, west of Hebron, and Yatta city, south of Hebron, in addition to the nearby Al-Fawar refugee camp. Local sources said that the Israeli military closed the main gate of Al-Fawar camp following clashes with local youth, during which the soldiers fired several gas bombs and concussion grenades. Two more Palestinians have been kidnapped after the military invaded Aboud village north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah, and two more in Betunia west of Ramallah. The two residents who were kidnapped in Betunia were identified as Thaer Yaqub and Abdelaziz Jibril. Several military jeeps also invaded Qalqilia city in the northern part of the West Bank and kidnapped two residents. The army claimed that the two are, quote, wanted for security reasons, unquote. On Monday, Israeli soldiers kidnapped at least 15 Palestinians, including the son of a Palestinian legislator, in different parts of the occupied West Bank. On this day, September 17, 1982, between 700 to 2,000 civilians were killed in the two Palestinian refugee camps, Sabra and Shatila, in Lebanon. It is believed that the massacre was committed by a Christian military group known as the Kataib, in cooperation with the Israeli military, which was under the leadership of Ariel Sharon at that time. It is also believed that this was a retaliation for the assassination of the newly elected president, Bashir Jumeil. It was wrongly believed that Palestinians were involved in the assassination. It turned out that it was perpetrated by Lebanese militants with ties to Syria. And that's all for today from IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, September 17, 2013 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Lishman.